It's rare that you get a chance to experience and learn about great songwriting plus great short story writing all in one great evening. But thanks to Press 53 and two great storytellers, you can enjoy just such an experience plus beer, wine, and a delicious meal, if you'd like, at the Community Arts Cafe in downtown Winston-Salem. Two Great Storytellers, One Great Evening is this Friday night, February 22nd at 7:30, 6:30 if you'd like dinner as well. North Carolina Arts Council Fellowship for Songwriting recipient Jeffrey Dean Foster has been releasing amazing songs since he and his band were first signed to Arista Records in the mid-1980s. He's currently working on a new soon-to-be-released album, and we're sampling from it right now. Jeffrey's good friend Ray Morrison is an award-winning author. His debut collection of short stories, In a Small World of Truths, published by Press 53, was called Surprising with Subtlety and Strength by HBO's True Blood executive story editor and Showtime's Weeds co-producer Chris Offutt. You can hear Ray reading from his book, Jeffrey singing from his new album, and then chat with them both after the show.
I think I've never been concerned with what a song is about. You know, that's a lot of, you get that as a question, you know, what's that song about, you know? But I just was such a fan of songs growing up, you know, songs on the radio. When we were growing up, great songs were on the radio. You know, yeah. It's everything from Al Green to Badfinger to Willie Nelson, you know, to Sly Stone and the Rolling Stones and David Bowie. He had everything. So I just love songs, and I love the way they made me feel. You know, I didn't necessarily have to even know what they were about, you know, although I did love lyrics, and that's part of what makes you feel something. But
how they made you feel. You were one of the first people who actually said it that simply, but that's what it is, right?
I mean, it's very simple. I mean, it's just like art. It's like looking at a painting on the wall. You either like it or you don't, and it does something to you, you don't. And you can be educated about art, and you can know where the artist lived and about the brushstrokes and the paints from that. But, you know, it really doesn't matter. It either works or it doesn't. And songs work or they don't. And to me, I just, you know, there's certain songs that I grew up hearing on the radio that I loved, that I remember exactly how they made me feel then. And not just psychologically, but just, you know, you remember the weather and the smell and the texture of things, you know, or what the front porch looked like or what the car was like that you heard it in, you know. And
isn't it amazing?
That it's such an imprint on you.
And, yeah.
I think when I try to write songs, that's all I'm shooting for, is just like maybe I can make something that feels almost as good as Waterloo Sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just shooting for that, you know, the mood that will get under somebody's skin.
There is exactly the same motivation in creating a short story. I'm trying to evoke an emotional response in my readers. And I realize that it's not always going to be the same emotional response that I get from writing the story.
Is that important to you?
That's not important. I'm just telling a story. And I want the story to be able to connect with the reader in some way and evoke an emotional response, just like with the song, how that song hits you. When you listen to that song, and you're like, that makes me feel good. Or, boy, that makes me miss that one special person. Or, you know how that hits you.
Sure.
And that's the same thing with the story.
That's award-winning author Ray Morrison. And before him, we heard from his good friend, singer-songwriter Jeffrey Dean Foster. Two Great Storytellers, One Great Evening is this Friday night, February 22nd at 7:30 at the Community Arts Cafe in downtown Winston-Salem. Tickets are just $10. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and just click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.